It's 8:45 on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS FM. I'm your host, Mike Hogan, and for Live and Local on Morning Edition, Chris Cook. He is the Executive Director of the Bemis Center, and he joins us live in studio. Good morning. It's great to have you here, Chris.
Good morning, Mike. It's great to be here.
I appreciate you stopping by today. Executive Director, what does that mean you get to do?
I get to establish the vision for the organization and to oversee all the daily programs and operations and make sure everything runs smoothly and that we are following our mission, which is to ensure that the Bemis Center remains an artist-centric arts organization where we focus on the production, presentation, and understanding of contemporary art, both on a local level and on an international level.
How do you stay in touch with what's happening with contemporary art? There are different movements that sometimes sprout up, and they'll sprout up in different areas of the country or possibly different areas of the world, and suddenly, wow, look at this. This is pretty neat. How do you stay in touch with that?
Well, at times it is like drinking from a fire hose. There's a lot of information circulating the globe all the time, especially around culture and how artists are working through the biggest issues of our day. One of the easiest ways, really, is through our residency program, where we bring in from all over the world 30 to 40 artists a year to live and work at the Bemis Center, where they conduct research and experiment and make new art. And so through them, we have a firsthand experience of seeing what is the art of tomorrow. And fortunately for us here in Omaha, that is being decided on here in our city.
Yeah, what a privilege for the city of Omaha, and with all the growth that's been happening, and we're bringing new businesses in, new people. That means new patrons too, doesn't it? And there's always a good offering over at Bemis.
Absolutely. I mean, there are hard statistics that show how arts and culture really provide a quality of life that is really attractive to families, but also to businesses when they're trying to recruit top talent from around the world to live and work in our city. And the Bemis certainly plays a leading role in that effort to have a really strong quality of life in the city.
There's an opportunity for people to pop by the Bemis Center tonight, as a matter of fact, from 6 to 8 p.m. Art Talk, and there's an opening reception as well. Can you speak to this event this evening?
Absolutely. So each year the Bemis will organize anywhere from 5 to 10 exhibitions, and to celebrate the opening of each show, we host a free public reception where we'll bring in the curators and the artists of the exhibitions so that the public can meet them, see the new shows, but also learn firsthand from the curators and artists as they give talks and panel discussions around their work and the ideas that are being unpacked in the exhibitions themselves. So tonight, starting at 6 o'clock, we have an opening for our two brand new shows at the Bemis. One is titled Beginning Break Rapid, and that focuses on new sculpture and paintings by two New York artists, Kenji Fujita and Barbara Takanaga. And Barbara is actually originally from North Platte, so it's kind of a homecoming for her in sorts. And then the second show is curated by our curator in residence, Terene Fizzelli, and it's called Sick Time, Sleepy Time, Crip Time, Against Capitalism's Temporal Bullying. And this exhibition includes the work of eight artists, video, sculpture, installation, all the artists that are thinking about healthcare, our body, time, and issues of care that at times feel quite restricted within a capitalist system. So it's a rather a complicated show, taking many different approaches to how today we think about taking care of our bodies.
Oh, very interesting. Certainly not lacking for subject matter and spawning discussion, I'm sure.
This is correct. I mean, this is where the Bemis really strives, where, you know, we identify what are the most pressing questions or issues that our city, our societies are facing, and looking at artists and their work and how they're trying to come up with solutions.
That sounds very interesting. That's tonight at 6 o'clock. At the Bemis Center for Contemporary Arts, which is at 724 South 12th Street, right here in Omaha. For more information, you can visit the website, bemiscenter.eventbrite.com. Actually, that's where you can RSVP. What is the website for the Bemis Center?
bemiscenter.org.
How do you come up with that? I mean, the creativity just never stops, does it?
It's fluid.
Thank you very much. Chris Cook, he's the executive director of the Bemis Center, joining us this morning and telling us about the Art Talk and the opening reception, which is tonight. Morning Edition continues right about now.